Hello there, this is David, and this is my third attempt at making a recording while I'm at work, because I just got busy. The first time there was a French couple came in with some children and a camping caravan, and had to book them in and put them to their places in the camping site. And then we had three different sets of people coming in looking for prices and wanting to get some information about the camping site, so I had to help those out. And that's what I've been doing today. And what else? It's a nice sunny day, it's pleasant, and a little bit of a breeze, so it's not too hot yet. And it'll get hotter later in the season. And when it does get hotter in the season, I'm generally sort of to be found hiding in the shadow somewhere. If I can find a bit of shade to sit in or stand in or go inside into the reception, if I'm working receptions better, out of the sun. So I don't get too brown, I don't get too sunburned or suntanned while I'm working. So that's that. And also, while I'm here, I entertain myself when it's quiet, and it is quiet at the moment because it often is quiet in the afternoons when, well, you have people do have a bit of a siesta still, especially on a Sunday afternoon. You know, people like to spend a long time, you know, around their barbecues, eating their food, and basically cremating some meat on some sort of barbecue grill. And I'm a vegetarian, can you tell? Anyway, so. The other thing I like to do to keep myself busy entertained while the campsite is quiet is I listen to podcasts. And this morning I've been listening to the Frank Skinner podcast. And there's Alan Cochrane, another comedian on there. And then there's the lovely Emily, as they call her. And she has a very posh voice, which is to be a counter to the Birmingham accent of Frank Skinner. And basically that's that, really. You know, it's... He's quite funny, and it's quite an enjoyable sort of comedy sort of programme to listen to. So that's about the size of it. This morning I've been talking about what clubs people belong to when they were kids, and there were people belonging to the Tufty Club, which I remember, and then this whole pile of other clubs I was talking about, some of which I didn't remember and some that I did. And you always like when you're kids, you like to be in a club sort of thing. I think I might have been in something with a Beano or the comic that was very popular in those days. I don't think they still do it now, but the Beano used to be great. I used to have that every week. And what else was there? There was of course, they mentioned the Green Cross Code Man, because they were talking about the Tufty Club, which was for road safety. And reminds me of Saturday mornings in Sutton Coldfield. Used to go to the cinema and used to go in there to the ABC Miners Club. Minor as in M-I-N-O-R. So minors as in young person. And that's what we used to do, go to the cinema on Sunday morning, Saturday morning. And there'd be the Children's Film Foundation children's films that were on, that were quite popular. And I seem to remember they were most probably in black and white in those days. And it's always involved a whole bunch of children sort of getting into mischief or, you know, having to do a bit of amateur detective work and things like that. And that was Saturday mornings. And there was the usual sort of thing where you'd have the ones that would go upstairs and throw things to the ones downstairs. And there'd be aggressive little boys here and there as it happens. And I don't remember getting into any fights, but... I remember going there again there a few times and enjoying a bit of cinema on a Saturday morning when I was a kid. And that was Sutton Coldfield for you. Sutton Coldfield wasn't a bad place to live, bad place to grow up. I quite enjoyed it, really. And I went to school in Four Oaks, which was the other side of Sutton Coldfield, from where I actually lived. It's funny, but I lived on an estate which was adjacent to the Falcon Lodge. And the Falcon Lodge used to have a reputation for being a bit of a rough place, but it wasn't. I've been there recently and visited, and because my mother actually lives down on the Falcon Lodge now. And there's nothing rough at all about it. Yeah, it's, you know, it used to have this reputation, but I don't know why. But of course, we were sensitive to that when we were kids, and we used to say to people, no, we don't live on the... Falcon Lodge. We live on some road next to it, and they should tell us about that and so on. So there you go. I used to go to the fields. This was the playing fields of John Wilmot School.